The time is 8:30. Susan Jackson is here again with the latest news.
Thanks, Rachel. A shipment of grain left the Ukrainian port of Odessa this morning. It's the first such cargo to depart the Black Sea port since the brokering by Turkey of an agreement on grain exports between Ukraine and Russia. The Turkish Foreign Ministry said the departure of the cargo ship Razoni, flying the flag of Sierra Leone and loaded with 26,000 tonnes of corn, is bound for Lebanon. Other convoys are expected to follow. The blockage of deliveries from two of the world's biggest grain exporters has contributed to an increase in prices that has made food imports prohibitively expensive for some of the world's poorest countries. The President Michael D. Higgins and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin will be among the dignitaries attending the funeral of the former Ulster Unionist Party leader and former Northern Ireland First Minister David Trimble in Lisburn in County Antrim this afternoon. Mr. Trimble, who was 77, died last Monday. Sinn Féin's Deputy Leader and Stormont's First Minister-designate Michelle O'Neill will also attend Mr. Trimble's funeral. The tricolour will be flown at half-mast at Leinster House as a mark of respect. A 29-year-old man is due to be brought before a court this morning charged with the murder of a man in County Antrim. He'll appear via video link before a Coleraine Magistrates Court, which is sitting in Ballymena this morning. The body of 63-year-old Victor Hamilton was found in the driveway of his home at Orkney Drive in Ballymena 5 days ago. The actress Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura in the Star Trek television series and films, has died. She was 89. She had intended leaving the series a year after it began, but the civil rights leader Martin Luther King persuaded her to continue. He believed it was important to have a black woman performing in a mainstream television program at a time when black people were fighting for equality in US society. NASA said Nichols helped to attract black men and women to the space program, some of whom became astronauts. The weather forecast: it'll be dry at first. Rain in the west this morning will spread eastwards and will be heavy at times. Highest temperatures will range from 17 to 21 degrees.